come on in.
And now, back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
The kids love him.
And your host, Bill Frank.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank. You're listening to News Talk 1520 KVTA. Our theme today is politics. Captain Vasquez, Larry Vasquez from Naval Base Ventura County, is going to be our next guest. He's on his way into the studio now. We're going to be talking about the maneuvers that they're going to be having over the next week and the impact that it's going to have on the local community. We also want to get to know Captain Vasquez a little bit more because he's brand new, just installed at Naval Base Ventura County last month. I don't think he's even been on the job for quite a month yet. So we'll get to know a little bit about him, his background. He has a very, very interesting military background before coming here to Ventura to run our naval base. The maneuvers that they're going to be doing, of course, are going to be anti-terrorism, which I thought was fascinating. We're going to be talking about just what exactly anti-terrorism maneuvers might be and how that is going to impact the county as well. So as soon as he gets seated and we get lined up, get him a headset, we will talk to him about those maneuvers. In addition to that, coming up in the bottom part of the hour, we're going to be having a political roundtable with two of my favorite people in studio. Suze Montgomery and Doug Halter will be joining us, and we're going to just kick it around about local government, talking about such issues as what's the role of local government, who should be serving, and we're going to be talking about what local government's role is investing in public art as well. All of that in the roundtable discussion, which I think you'll find fascinating, because if there's anything to be said about Doug and Suze, they do have an opinion about everything. So it should be very, very interesting there, too. Naval Base Ventura County, as you know, is spread between two bases, actually, Point Magoo, the CB station down there, and Point Wainimi, the Navy. The CB station and Point Magoo as well, and Captain Vasquez commands both. He is newly installed here, comes to us from the, actually born in the Bronx. We'll give a little bit of a bio for him in just a minute as soon as he gets here, and we'll ask him about what's going to be going on with the maneuvers down at the base. So keeping our country vigilant and prepared for any contingency, that's what the U.S. Navy is all about. We're very fortunate to have Naval Base Ventura County in our region, and we're joined today by the commanding officer to discuss the military maneuvers at Naval Base Ventura County, beginning on Monday and then continuing through next Saturday. Captain Lawrence Vasquez assumed command at Naval Base Ventura County back on the 24th of February of this year, so he hasn't even been installed for a full month yet. The native of Bronx, New York, Captain Vasquez graduated from Bronx High School of Science. He earned his bachelor's degree in business and administration and finance from Burrich College, which is the University of New York. After working as a financial analyst in New York, he was commissioned to become an aviation officer candidate, and in 1988 he was designated to Naval Aviation. He flew in the Wolfpack HLS-45, which was a 12 aircraft helicopter squadron tasked at providing combat-ready helicopter support to the fleet. Ashore, Captain Vasquez most recently completed a tour with the Navy Federal Executive Fellow at the Brookings Institute in Washington, D.C. That's fascinating. Captain Vasquez earned his master's degree in public administration from John Kennedy School of Government at Harvard University, and he's a graduate of the Joint Forces Staff College at Norfolk, Virginia. Welcome to the studio. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, glad to have you. Congratulations, first of all, on becoming the commander at Naval Base Ventura County, and thank you for all your years of service to the United States.
Well, thank you.
Glad to have you here, because the relationship that the base has with Ventura we've enjoyed widespread support from the base, and you've enjoyed widespread support from the community as well. You've got an upcoming preparedness exercise that you're going to be doing next week, and that's going to be impacting the community. Tell us a little bit about the exercise. What's its name? What's its purpose? Those kinds of things.
Well, the exercise is called Solid Curtain Citadel Shield, and it is a Navy-wide exercise. It's not just for Naval Base Ventura County. So the Navy every year stresses all of the Navy installations to make sure that we have the proper processes and procedures in place to safeguard Navy property, folks living on the base, contractors, civilians.
What about all folks living off the base?
And our military missions as well. But the purpose of this exercise is really to kind of stress internal Navy procedures.
I gotcha. Well, that's great. Now, when we come back after news at the bottom of the hour, I really do want to get to know you a little bit more. You're just new to the community. You're new to Naval Base Ventura County. Like to learn a little bit more about your background, what brought you here, that sort of thing. So we'll delve into that. I want to talk a little bit about the integration between the Naval Base and the community, because this is a very rare situation that we have here in Port Hueneme and at Point Magoo as well. As the new CEO CEO, give my listeners an idea of how tightly integrated Naval Base Ventura County is with the city of Port Hueneme.
Well, I have to tell you, I've been in the Naval Service now for about 23 years, and I've never seen a community that really has a great partnership with a Navy base like we have here. So we have been talking for several weeks now on how this is going to impact the community, and we've worked to kind of iron out those issues. Now, obviously, there's always some unforeseen circumstances, but we've got a great working relationship here.
Always expect the unexpected. Well, you've been to Norfolk, you've been to Tallahassee, you've been to all the naval bases, I'm sure, in the United States. But isn't Port Hueneme also unique because it's the one that is truly squarely in the middle of the city like no other in the United States?
It is, and it brings unique capabilities to the Navy and also the community. So, and as you know, CBs, that can do spirit. It's hard to duplicate anywhere else.
That is very true. Tell us again about the special maneuvers that are coming up. It's one of those government names. I'll let you tell us what the government name is. I don't know how they name these types of things, but what's the impact going to be on Port Hueneme and the surrounding area?
Well, at some point during the exercise, we will go down to one gate at each base. So on Port Hueneme, it'll be the Victoria Gate, and on Point Magoo, it will be the Las Posas Gate.
Okay.
So that is significant. We've got several avenues to come in and out of each one of those bases, but we'll go down to one later on in the week.
And what sort of traffic problems might that cause?
Yeah, we're hoping that it doesn't create significant backups. Again, we're working with local authorities to make sure that we've got some plans in place, but we've asked everybody, military and civilian, to kind of minimize their traffic in and around the bases during those times.
That is good. Refresh my memory. How many military and how many civilians work on the two bases combined? The number to me is just staggering.
Well, combined, it's about 19,000, so it's a significant amount of personnel going in and out of the gate every day. So, again, we've alerted our personnel. We've kind of gone down to a minimal manning concept during that time, so try and minimize the traffic going in and out of the gate.
And you are the commander for all 19,000 civilians and military personnel. So tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, you're born in the Bronx. Don't typically think of the Bronx as a Navy type of a town.
That's right.
And yet, here you are in the Navy. Tell us a little bit about your path. How did you get here? How did you become commanding officer?
Well, my father was a big proponent of the military, although he never served. He was very young during World War II, but he worked at the Brooklyn Navy Yard.
I see.
And so, actually, a couple of my stepbrothers actually served in the military as well. So, I wanted to be a pilot. You know, like most kids, I actually wanted to either be a professional baseball player or a pilot. And, I didn't have the skills to be the baseball player, so I pursued the Navy, and it's been a great opportunity for me at every turn.
Well, fortunately, you did have the skills to become a pilot. Now, you became a helicopter pilot. You, in fact, commanded your own squadron on a fleet. Tell us about that, because I'm fascinated with helicopters on ships. It's got to be very interesting landing a helicopter at night on a pitching ship in the ocean. Tell us, how frightening is that?
Yeah, the first time that you go out to the boat to do your qualifications, and you usually do a day into night, and the day wasn't too bad, but I have to tell you, we turned to final at the ship at about 2 miles, and it's like being in a closet. It's very, very, it gets your attention, let me say that.
Well, imagine every sense is heightened at that moment as you're
right.
Searching for the ship.
That's right.
What is the role of helicopters in the fleet today?
Well, we really have expanded the roles of helicopters since I came into the Navy. Initially, we were primarily an anti-submarine warfare, so we look for enemy submarines. But now, you see it in the news almost every day, we're into humanitarian relief. We protect the fleet from other combatant ships. We can fire Hellfire missiles. We're still doing anti-submarine warfare in the fleet as well. So the range of our capabilities has really expanded.
That is fascinating. Now, how many helicopters are there in the Navy?
Just a rough idea.
I mean, I'm not asking to the precise number.
Probably 400 or 500.
Four or five.
At least.
Fascinating. That really is. My guest is Captain Larry Vasquez, new commanding officer at Naval Base Ventura County, and he's joining us today talking about the military maneuvers. One last thing before I let you go, if I can, Captain Vasquez, and that is, terrorism, you know, it's out of sight, out of mind. 9/11, 2001 seems like so long ago for many of us, particularly out here on the West Coast. Yet the military has to remain vigilant all the time. How acute is the training and how stringent is the training, anti-terrorist training, that the military goes through?
We go through a pretty involved process. And again, we are required, as the nation expects us to be, ever vigilant. So we do that at every turn, almost every day.
Now, that is fascinating. My guest has been Captain Larry Vasquez, new commanding officer at Naval Base Ventura County, talking about the upcoming maneuvers next week at both Point Magoo and Port Hueneme. Thank you so much for coming in and, first of all, introducing yourself to the community, and secondly, telling us about the upcoming maneuvers. It's been a real delight. I hope you'll come back often.
Absolutely.